Very pleased to be joined by the president of basketball operations for the Toronto Raptors. He's making some time for us this morning. He is Masai Ujiri. Masai, thanks for doing this. I know late night, lots of work the last several days. The work's only going to continue. Thanks for making the time.
No problem. Hope all is well.
You get a player last night in Anunoby from Indiana. I love you going to the Big Ten for that. How quickly was this player on his radar prior to the injury? How much did you have to keep an eye on him after the injury? And is the injury helpful in that you hope to have a later round pick because you're going to have a good season and you were hopeful teams passed on him?
With a player that talent, you know, obviously if the guy is healthy, he doesn't get to us. So that's the it helped us in many ways. But we had paid attention to him. We liked him. We followed him, obviously, after the injuries. And you know how the draft goes. Sometimes it goes your way. Sometimes it doesn't. And we tried to be patient at where we were. And we were able to add Oji to our young players.
Masai, speaking of patience, OG injured himself in January 18th, the ACL tear. By most standards, people talk about 10 to 12 months. He's now saying to reporters over the course of this week in Brooklyn that he's at least 2 months ahead of schedule and hoping to be back on the floor by October, November. Have you guys obviously discussed with him a timeline and where you think you might see him hoping to be on the floor, whether it be with your club or with the 905?
To be honest, Eric, you know, we're pleased that we got a player. I know he's excited, you know, like, and he's rehabbed really well, obviously, like, but we're going to take our time, you know. I don't know that OG is going to make a difference with our team when he comes back. We're all about, like, player development, how we're going to develop our young players and get better. He fits our program with no matter what direction we decide to go. So there'll be plenty of patience there, I think, just to get everything right, make sure he's healthy, make sure he goes through the right process. But I'm sure with OG, I talked to him yesterday and last night, and there's a lot of excitement, you know, and that flows through the draft and when you're picked. So he's going to say all kinds of stuff, just being excited to play. But I'm not sure. That's a doctor's call, but we're going to be very patient there.
Masai Ujiri joining us, Brady and Price, Sportsnet starting lineup. Take our listeners into how many conversations you have. Would you be talking to Tom Crean, coach their team last year, who's been great at developing players, either at Marquette or he was Tom Izzo's assistant at Michigan State? Do you talk to a head coach? You've got your own Big Ten scouts. Do you talk to coaches who would have to game plan for him? Are all these conversations pretty frequent for you from the start of the college season on?
Yeah, the job is very thorough, you know, and every guy, all our guys have different parts that they play, whether it's scouting, whether it's analytics, whether it's medical, whether it's character, whether it's psych tests. All those things we do as thoroughly as we can, and it's a huge process and long process. You keep grinding and grinding, and sometimes you get information quick, sometimes you don't. You talk to as many coaches as you can, and at the end of the day, it all comes down to one day, the draft, and sometimes there is luck the way it plays. And guys, historically, you know, like from picks, you know, like from the teens to the 30s, how many of them pan out to be NBA players? You know, it's very, very few, and you take your chances. And OG's, we feel, has a strong chance.
Masai, I don't know how much you can or will say, but do you ever think we get to a point, and maybe not even just in the NBA, but in, you know, the National Hockey League, other sports, where we have the draft after free agency opens up? I mean, you think about even last night, fact, fiction, or otherwise, there's chatter about whether you may have been pursuing potential trades. Jonas Valanciunas' name was mentioned, etc. But to know what you need versus what you have to then go into a draft and say, okay, now we can address XYZ because we weren't able to do it in free agency or via trade. Do you ever think we get to that point, and would it make your job easier in terms of evaluating your roster and trying to formulate what you're going to need to do in the next 7 to 10 days, let alone in the next couple of months in preparation for next year?
I think it's a good argument, and I think it's been discussed in the past. I think it will come up some more, and we'll discuss it at higher levels. A few GMs have expressed this. So I think for now, this is what we have, and we have to continue to play it out this way and do the best job that we can. But I know this is something that is going to be well thought out, and the process of that that change will be investigated and discussed, and we'll see where it goes.
Masai Ujiri, our guest on Brady and Price. So much of, I think, this sport, more than any other North American sport, it matters what your competition does compared to what you do. Maybe at really high-level soccer, if Ronaldo left his team, left Real Madrid, that's good for Barcelona. When you see Jimmy Butler leave the Eastern Conference, that's a good day. Conversely, you get Ibaka at the trade deadline, that's bad for Atlanta, that's bad for Washington, that ended up being bad for Milwaukee. Do you look at it that way? I know you got to keep your eyes on everything your team is doing, but everything around you moves how you feel about how your team is, right?
I think, it's a strong point. It's a very prominent player, left our conference, which I think is not rocket science, that the guy has given us a tough time. So primarily we look at our team. I don't worry much about what's out there. You take care of your own home, but another team goes on that rebuilding track and was a playoff team, and we have to take advantage in some kind of way when we look at what we're trying to do and the future. So I look at our home and you taking care of us, and then you give a small thought to what's going on out there. But yes, we do pay attention.
Masai, speaking of your home, when you look ahead to the off season, I'm sure you're not going to reveal potentially any secrets here. We'd be happy if you did, but how much of your off season will be influenced by, orchestrated by, dictated by free agent signings, obviously specifically your own free agents, and how much could be influenced by trades and transactions beyond just signings?
It's tough, Eric, just to continue to give you guys the same answer, but we go with what we're presented. We have our plan. We'll continue to track that and follow that. But you're also going to react by some of the things that are presented to you. There are trades. There are different scenarios that come up with the team, and you never know. And that's how the NBA changes from day to day. There are a couple of things that maybe we talked about yesterday that could change the course of how you go with the team just because of the opportunity that's presented to you. So, and there are more opportunities that will be presented. We're going to keep looking at them as July 1 comes. We have our free agents, which are priorities, and we'll see how, where that takes us. We're very comfortable though where we are, because player development is the route that we're going, and trying to develop our young players and see, figure out who hits and who fits our program and what we're trying to do.
Masai, based on what Greg was talking about earlier with Jimmy Butler being dealt now to Minnesota, and listen, I know a lot of this is based on an if, but you've got Paul George saying, I want to go to L.A. Whether that actually happens or not, it sounds like, at least in a year, he's out of the conference, he's in L.A. There's a lot of speculation about LeBron James potentially leaving Cleveland, maybe going to Los Angeles as well. Does all of that chatter influence how you look at your team and the next couple of years, the next 5 years, let alone the current present day?
As long as Eric Smith is not going to LA, well, fine.
I wish, Masai.
I hear he's got his eye on Milwaukee. He loved that that road crowd there.
Hey, my extension might cost you $5, Masai.
No, we have to pay attention to that. You know, like, and what gives your team a best chance? You know, like, my analytics guys are always throwing me numbers and percentages, and you know, like, and chances. You need luck. We need to make good decisions here and stick with some of the plans that we have. Again, I say, you know, talent, player development is something that we want to pay attention to, young players and how we continue to grow. And we've had this unique opportunity to continue to develop young players and win at the same time, which we feel is hard to do. Sometimes it's just difficult to do, but we've had this unique opportunity to do it, and we'll continue to try our best, you know, at doing it. So at least we build a sustainable program, you know, like for the future, for the Toronto Raptors.